Thank you very much. Yes, I'm very pleased to have been returned.
What do you think the national picture looks like at the moment then? Obviously, well, still results to come in.
There's still results coming in, and if I'm honest, I haven't fully been focusing on the national result. You know, a candidate's attention is at his own count. So I've seen the headlines come in, and there seem to be very disparate results. There's been some surprising losses, some very good colleagues defeated, but also we've made some unexpected gains. Places like Mansfield, which I don't think have ever been conservative. We've made huge inroads in Scotland. So I'd like to sort of take stock of the detail of what's been happening around the country before I think about the implications there might be for the next Parliament.
So as always, a very long campaign for you. What have you learned on the doorstep over the last few weeks?
That the range of issues that people ask you about is enormous. Everything from real local concerns about what is pavement politics, right up to the big international questions, security, Brexit, so on and so forth.
So on a local level, do you think your priorities are going to change after this election?
Well, I hope I've been diligent in my duties as an MP. I've secured my biggest ever vote and biggest ever share of the vote in this election. I've had a smaller majority, that is true, and that's, I think, because the Labour Party has been successful in galvanising the anti-Tory vote behind it. But my fight for Milton Keynes to make sure that our future growth is done properly, to look at our locking in our economic success, and to, you know, Milton Keynes is a fantastic place to represent in Parliament. It's such a dynamic, forward-looking, vibrant place, and I'm very proud to serve it for a third time.
And obviously the good news for you as well is that Mark Lancaster has been re-elected as well.
Absolutely. Mark and I work very closely. Most of the issues we deal with are pertinent to both our constituencies. So we'll continue to share a constituency office and work together on the pan-Milton Keynes issues.
All right, Ian, thanks again.
Thank you very much.